right, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life in the Lair!
And today we're going to be covering some crazy shit, but I'm basically reacting to an article and a TikTok video.
No! Oh, please, God, no!
Women getting real about horrific
dating crisis.
This is supposedly a reaction video. What has happened to the dating market after the coof? Now, I am not giving you legal advice. I'm just telling you how to get your ducks in a row and prepare your evidence for any possible future shagnanigans in your workplace. Number five, if you have bad credit, you might have to stay with your mama just a little bit longer and take steps to fix that. And while you're downstairs, you might hear some rhythmic thumping from upstairs. But don't you worry, I left you takeout, screen five. What's all the Grubhub, bub? I went off in the weeds for that joke, so Blake, please cue the sound effect. Bottom line, if you go for any sales job, you can bet your bottom dollar they are going to climb through your credit report with a fine-tooth comb. If your credit score is below 600, you're gonna have a hard time. But if you get three trade lines and you pay on them for about a year, your credit score more than likely will go above 600. And auto payment in this circumstance is your friend. You miss one payment after 11 months, you're right back to the beginning. You're not gonna take a total hit, but you're kinda needlessly prolonging the process. Now, if your goal is to get out of the house so you don't have to listen to her and me, it would behoove you to set up auto pay for that kind of stuff. Paying most bills today requires about 5 minutes one time. Sure, you're gonna have to write a check every now and then, but as long as the money is in the account and the bills are paid on time, you're golden. Just like the shower I gave your mama last night. Screen five. Oh my God. What can I say? We're both drunk. She asked and I delivered. It's not delivery. It's DeHorno winning. No.
Redonkulous.com Productions presents The Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of job security and risk management designed to help men keep their jobs and their heads in the insane world of office politics. Available on July 4th for $100. Paid supporters on GiveSendBro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save $20. Mark your calendars and go to work.
50% of the dudes out there are done. They're like, fuck it, I'm not even looking.
After doing so much research and getting a lot of messages, I'm going to just deliver the unvarnished truth to you guys. We're just going to lay it out straight. We're in a dating crisis. Not basically, we are. That's what's happening. So let me look at my research here because I don't want to mess it up. So men looking for casual dates and our relationships is down
50%.
50 since 2019, not since 1970, since 2019, right before the pandemic, down 50%.
I'm gonna pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
They're not fucking looking, which means if you're a woman looking, they don't fucking give a shit. So as this trend continues, by 2040, 45% of women, 45% of women between the ages of 20 and 45 will be single and childless based on this trend. Let that sink in for a moment.
Why is this happening? I'll give you my insight. Yeah, now granted, I'm 54. I'm entering the kindergarten of senior citizenship. But I've been around the block quite a few times. Been married, been divorced. I have seen hundreds of guys get divorced. I've buried many people who committed suicide and or died very
how shall we say, bizarre deaths that were not labeled suicides, but come on now. It is 2023. In the 1970s, the no-fault divorce phenomena was basically getting accepted per each state, and we had the women trying to get the ERA amendment passed and all that other craziness. Well, they failed at getting that passed, but they succeeded in weaponizing virtually every institution out there against men. And you're doubly slam fucked if you're a white dude. You know, I have two daughters, and they've graduated high school, but I went into that high school, Berkeley High School in Michigan. I saw school functions and choir, orchestra craziness, the whole deal. Now, mind you, I went to this very same high school and graduated in 1986. And from the front door to basically the auditorium, I passed a half a dozen posters and murals, all for the sake of empowering women. All right, that, you know, was very disconcerting. And there were a couple of events I went to when my daughter was a junior and then a senior in high school. And one of these events, they literally were, they brought everyone that was, you know, voted in to be, you know, the school leadership, the student leadership. 16 positions. Two of them were dudes.
This is bullshit.
If you're familiar with what's going on in college campuses, men are getting thrown out left and right based on accusations alone. Most of these men don't have $180,000 to pay attorneys to get access to their constitutional rights. This trend is being seen by all the other dudes, and they're just saying, fuck it. All right. I mean, we have, was it 55 to 58%? Of all the graduates from college are now women. Some colleges, it's a little higher than that. And the way the trend is going, basically inside of 10 years, basically the women are going to outnumber the men on campus 4-1, something like that. That's absolutely devastating moving forward. Because women, I don't know if they're hardwired this way. I think they are. They date at their level. Okay, so say she makes $100,000. She will date you if you make $100,000, but she will look down on you because you are not out-earning her. And a lot of women, you got to out-earn them by 50%. So the guy's got to make $150K and have a college degree. Or the women just literally monkey branch to the next panus. And the video we just saw is, in my opinion, she's saying 45% of women between 20 and 45% will be single and childless by 2040-ish. Okay, I think it's going to be much worse than that, especially if we keep going the way we're going. Because most of the young men I talk to, they're done. Literally done. They've been, you know, dumped in high school, ignored in high school, monkey branched in college, ignored because they work a trade. And the men are just saying, screw it. And they're doing their own thing. And I 100% support that. Because this is absolute insanity. All right. Now, as more and more men walk off the plantation, we are going to see a degradation in our society and our civilization. Because what these ladies fail to realize is we men, we invent almost everything. We maintain almost everything. We build almost everything. And a majority of us do the protecting of this country via law enforcement and the military. Now, as the men withdraw from those roles, it is going to get ugly. Real ugly. Historically speaking, if you look back at ancient Rome, towards the end, They had a lot of the women's rights horse shit, sexual liberation, the degradation of religion, and it imploded. We're heading down the same path. And it's not going to be pretty. There you have it. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Ladies, you fucked up big time. And I'm going to be honest. Your children and grandchildren are going to pay the price. Some of them are going to pay the ultimate price because of it. You just think about that for a while. You guys take it easy.